My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to aim for a focused 30 minutes. Rather than lament the various distractions of life, see if you can sustain work on something for just half an hour. You might be surprised at how doable this is, and at all you can get done. So there's a lot being written and discussed about how distracted everyone is these days. Some distractions come from external sources. Kids, house issues if you're working from home, colleagues and managers who need their instant messages answered instantly. Some distractions happen because we're bored. A friend texts. We pick up our phones to answer that text and then look at three other things and then decide we need a snack. And all this means that focus time is hard to come by. And I totally get that. The trouble is that often when people lament a lack of focus time or time for deep work, as Cal Newport puts it, or anything else, they feel like they need to find incredibly long stretches of time, many hours, maybe a full day, maybe more. And that would be great. I'm a big fan of taking retreats when possible. But if you are looking for hours and hours, that can wind up feeling impossible. If you've got three meetings coming up in the afternoon and a phone call that you know needs to happen at some point. So, don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Don't go looking for multiple hours. Maybe don't even go looking for a single hour. Instead, just see if you can choose to focus on something for 30 minutes straight. Pick a project. Pick a time that seems more or less open. Challenge yourself to close or silence everything else. Set a timer. See what happens. It is quite possible that your boss will email you something urgent, but you will see it in 30 minutes. It is possible you will get interrupted by someone barging into your office or cubicle. But you can also put headphones on as a subtle leave me alone kind of signal. If you are working from home, it is possible a delivery person will ring the doorbell. Or that contractor who was supposed to show up sometime this week finally will. But it is also possible that none of that will happen. If you wait until you know you will have the perfect time, you might never try. And if you wait until you know you will have hours to work, well, you might never have hours. So be realistic. Aim for 30 focused minutes. If you start itching to check email or something else, just stop yourself. Redirect yourself back to the task at hand. If you find you need something else, just make a note of it to find it later. Try not to let yourself be drawn away. And then when your timer goes off, evaluate. Did you make any progress? Were you able to sustain your focus for 30 minutes? If not, why not? If you did, how did it feel? I am all for baby steps. Maybe focusing for 30 minutes will help you figure out how to carve out hours for deeper work, and that would be great. But even if you can only sustain work for 30 minutes, that's actually okay. Something is almost always better than nothing. So aim for something, and something has a good chance of happening. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.